Today's reality check offers a glimpse behind the tension between some senators and the governor's cabinet members. Honolulu Civil Beat's political and opinion editor Chad Blair has a story about that. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Catherine.
So, yeah, bad blood.
You know, do you remember late last month, Mike McCartney, the head of DBED, Department of Business, Economic Development and Tourism, IGAE's former chief of staff, he was called to testify before two Senate committees, Ways and Means and the, I think it's the Energy and Economic Development and Tourism Committee. And McCartney basically refused to answer the questions from the committee and said he was there to protect his people, meaning staff on DBED. Didn't say much more, but the word harassment, I believe, came out. And everyone was going, what's going on here? Here the senators were trying to find out, what's the plan? What's the economic recovery plan now that we're trying to get out of COVID somehow? But it didn't come out. And a lot of people were just scratching their heads saying, what the heck was that all about? Well, Civil Beat obtained a copy of an investigative report from the Hawaii Tourism Authority. And the report concludes that Senator Glenn Wakai, who, by the way, chairs one of those very same committees we were talking about, and who was questioning McCartney that day, he has there is some evidence that there may be harassment on the part of Senator Wakai, bullying, intimidation of HTA employees, and that may help explain why there was the tension, the inability to work together between the Senate leaders and at least DBED in this case, and perhaps the administration.
Yeah, now that seems to make more sense, because I know when we asked Senator Donovan Dela Cruz about some of this tension, you know,
right.
they were trying to...
He was there, too.
Yeah, they were trying to kind of smooth it over. Oh, no, we get along just fine with the governor. We're working with his people. But it's like, something there that wasn't quite right.
Yeah, and I don't know that this explains everything. This is a tense time, and we're trying to recover the state. I mean, it's just been the biggest crisis we've had in decades. I should tell you that Senator Wakai says he has not behaved inappropriately towards members of the HTA. He says that he may be tenacious, he may be demanding and trying to get information from the agency, but as a senator, his committee oversees HTA, tourism, and he feels that it's his job to, you know, look, where's the taxpayer money going? Is it being spent wisely? What are you doing over there? So he flatly denies that he has been inappropriate. And I read him directly the quotes from the report about harassment, intimidation, bullying. Perhaps the most serious charge was that he threatened to fire three staff members at HTA.
Well, now, the other interesting thing about this story is that Senator Wakai's wife used to work with HTA, right?
Yeah, there is that twist as well, and she is mentioned in the report. Her name is Mickey Wakai. She worked there for about 3 years, and then she was fired, and it's right around that time, this would have been 2016, when Wakai really kicked up his inquiries via email, other demands, trying to get answers. This was also around the time that Hawaii lost the Pro Bowl, right? Remember how we would host the NFL Pro Bowl? Even though we paid the NFL for it, it was a pretty lucrative thing in terms of attracting tourists and getting attention for the state. And we lost that contract, and it hasn't been back. And Glenn Wakai, of course, is very interested in sports. He's focused on Aloha Stadium. But why exactly Mickey Wakai, that's her name, was fired is a little bit unclear. Was there retribution in mind here, retaliation on the part of Senator Wakai? I should say I tried to speak with Mickey Wakai, but was not able to reach her. I left a message with Senator Wakai.
Well, I can see how Senator Wakai would say, well, look, I'm doing my job. I'm a lawmaker. He's a former journalist, and he's asking tough questions. But some might say, well, are you abusing your power? Are you going too far?
Well, and here's where you really have to look at the rules that the state has. There are policies on harassment, not bullying per se, but on harassment in the workplace that apply to state employees. That's out of DHERD, the Department of Human Resources Development. And there are also there is an anti-harassment policy that the state Senate has. In fact, they just updated it earlier this year as a result of the Me Too movement, which was more sexual harassment than harassment, but still very similar. And I can tell you where it stands right now is that the report from the HTA concluded that there may be reason to go forward and look into this more. That is now before the Senate. The Senate has an investigator looking into this, trying to find out whether Senator Rakai did something wrong or not.
Okay, so that's where it's left, is we'll see what the Senate does.
Right, but it's been there for almost over a year now. There doesn't seem to be any answer. Just real quickly, Senate President Ron Cochi said he could not comment on personnel matters. But, boy, there is an open question as to what exactly went on here.
Okay, well, we'll have to see what happens. All right, thanks so much, Chad. Good story.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was Chad Blair, Politics and Opinion Editor, with today's Reality Check. To read the full HTA story, visit sybilbeat.org.